Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
Guess what?
What?
It's the final countdown of 2021.
To old acquaintance be for... You know, I never understood this song.
Yes, it's almost time for our annual watching of When Harry Met Sally.
It's true.
Well.
It's true. Fair enough.
But before that, we're going to talk about 2021 through a Disney lens.
Yes, because that's where a Disney podcast. It's kind of the spiel, the thing. The whole thing.
We called it the Year of Marvel, so we're probably going to talk a lot about Marvel.
Yeah. Yes. But now, also, before we get too far, we are doing this in the future. So there might be something crazy that happens in the last week of 2021.
I believe we're doing it in the past.
I mean, we're doing this for the future.
For the children.
Marvel reference.
Yeah.
Nice. So we are doing this for the future in the past. So there might be, it's, you know, holiday time. So maybe in the last week, something crazy happened in 2021. If it did, we're sure it was crazy. That was nuts.
I'm sure it'll be good news, right?
Yeah, definitely good news. Nothing bad. Okay. So we're wrapping up 2021, looking ahead to 2022. Before we do any of that, Brandon, what is your nerd thing this week that we're recording, not the week that you're reading this?
Yeah, well, it is winter here,
and
I've been snowshoeing because I'm good at tromping.
I don't know why this strikes me so funny every time you say it. He's like, I'm good at tromping.
I tromp through the woods and stuff.
Yeah, we've said, we live in the mountains in Canada, so, you know, it's winter is actually very wintry here. And yeah, you've been tromping through the woods, and I've been following.
Yes.
And I do, like, two snowshoe steps every one of your snowshoe steps.
You do a pretty good job.
I keep up as best I can.
Yeah, as best you can.
Do you want to know my nerd thing? I always forget to say my nerd thing right away. Okay.
You should be excited about it.
I am, but I'm always like, a lot of times your nerd thing leads into what you're drinking, and so it's just kind of like a natural progression.
I'm not an alcoholic, you're an alcoholic.
Anyway, for Christmas, one of the, you spoiled me, thank you, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
But one of the things you got me was, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I like Animal Crossing.
Really?
And one of the things you got me were amiibo cards for the first time, and I got to try them out finally, and I was waiting till, like, I had a stretch of time when I could play with them all, and that was really fun, and now I like amiibo cards, and I want more amiibo cards. It's your fault. There's no one to blame but yourself.
And earlier you were calling them amigo cards?
They're my amiibo amigos.
I shake in my head.
Anyway, so that was fun. So I was playing Animal Crossing, and I've really been enjoying holiday season, holiday time. It's been, like, nice to do things, but it's still, like, pretty relaxed and laid back. We're in a weird limbo kind of situation right now, but it's nice to enjoy Christmassy things.
Yes. So with these amiibo cards, do you, like, hold the power of Tom Nook in the palm of your hand?
Yes.
That's another Marvel reference.
Yes, it is. You know what? They're amazing.
They are amazing.
And what are you drinking?
Well, I have a nice special brew.
Oh?
It's from Calgary, Alberta, which is nearby us.
Yes, it is.
And it's called Night Gallery.
Oh.
It's an IPA, which seems like a very common type of beer these days, but
yep.
It's delicious.
Nice. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I am, well, like we said, we're recording this in the past from when you're listening to this, so I'm still working on my advent calendar, which is a gin advent calendar, and my gin that I'm behind in, so I'm catching up, is gin rummy?
Yes, gin rummy, which is, I looked it up, and it has gin and rum in it.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I'm drinking, with water.
Yeah.
With lots of water.
A little bit of sparkling water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm up to date on my beer calendar, so I'm not drinking that.
I am not.
Beer is easier to drink.
That's true. That's very true. Yes. Yeah, so I don't know. Happy holiday time. And this is our last holiday episode talking about New Year's.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
I know. Now we're into 2022. Well, next we're into 2022.
Yeah. When you realize that 2022 is just 2020 also. Wah, wah, wah.
Timed that really badly. I just took a drink and I almost did a spit take.
You didn't spit take on the laptop, so we're all good. We're all good.
Yeah, that's your good. Fault. Okay, so now here we normally talk about our Marvel update. At this point, Marvel Hawkeye episode 6 has come out. We are watching this actually after we record.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to stay up late and watch it tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow from recording, so it will have been out. And we can be 100% spoiler free. Brandon, what did you think about Hawkeye episode 6?
Well, they were at Rockefeller Center.
Oh, yes, that's in the trailer, yeah.
30 Rock.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They 30 Rocked it.
Yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man swings through there at some point, you know? It's interesting.
Yeah. When?
In the Spider-Man movie.
The new one?
Yeah.
Oh. Why are you saying that?
It's interesting.
It is interesting, but that's a spoiler thing.
Not really.
No, he just swings through Rockefeller Center at some point. Yeah, I guess that's not really spoiler. You know what? He is in New York.
He is in New York.
And he's Spider-Man, so that makes sense.
Because this one, he's not far from home. He's in New York.
Yes, yeah. There was Hawkeye. I bet Pizza Dog was in it.
Probably.
Some Kate.
I'm pretty sure that Pizza Dog is fine. Nothing bad will happen to Pizza Dog.
He better, better be fine or I quit everything. Life. Just quit.
You just quit?
Yeah. Just quit everything.
Yes, that makes more sense than your other thing that you're going to quit for, so.
Yeah. But obviously we haven't seen it, so.
Hashtag Pizza Dog.
Hashtag Pizza Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure it was great. Okay, and that takes us to the news, ?
Disney A News Update.
Well, news. Genie Plus is trucking along. It hasn't crashed recently.
As of this recording.
As of this recording. No, after the first day, seems to have gone okay.
I think they figured out some stuff.
It doesn't seem to be as popular as the Disney World version.
True.
They're not running out of reservations for either Genie Plus or the individual
a
la carte rides.
I mean, I'm not sure over Christmas itself, maybe they did, but as of this recording, Rise sold out once at all, and I think it might have been day one or day two.
Yeah,
maybe.
Day one or day two.
Day one of it actually working, because day one didn't actually
work. And that's the one that's, like, very popular, so that makes sense.
That makes sense, but only once.
It's just only once, yeah. Well, they're also charging $20 a head
per
ride, so, like, that, yeah. Anyway, so that's fine, and reservations seem to be a little more open for your Magic Keys. That's good because Disney's getting sued for Magic Keys.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit last time, but yeah, that lawsuit is just trucking right along, and more information has come out about it now, and it's not looking, well, I don't know. Like, they're not going to win.
I don't think so, but it is interesting. Like, it is a bit of a bait and switch because they said, reservations are limited based on capacity, but they're not. They're giving preference to, of course, single-day ticket holders.
Mm-hmm. Which they could have explained.
They could have explained. I mean, it makes sense from a business perspective.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I don't know what we'll see with that. But
part of the big problem with Disneyland that Disney World doesn't have is the preference, like, the what was annual pass had it so good for so long.
And it was such a large percentage of the attendees.
But, I mean, that's, like, cyclical, right? Like, it was such a good deal that, of course, they're going to have more. But then there's a sense of entitlement for that because you've had that in place for so long.
Right.
And as a non-annual pass member, it's not like you're not going to go. It's not like you're going to go and not have a good time or anything. But during that time, there was definitely talk on social media and things like that. Like, you feel like an outsider because you're not an annual pass holder. And
right.
Well,
like they
that.
Had all
and
these.
You don't want that either.
They had all these perks for annual pass holders, and they were already getting like a steal of a deal.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
So I mean, it's tough because I can definitely understand why I spent all this money. So I want what I paid for it 100%. I also understand business wise, you make more money off of others. And I understand single ticket holders. It's like, well, yeah, it's nice to not be the like bottom of the barrel for once, you know, especially when you end up paying a lot.
Yeah.
So, it's not like you don't pay more.
Traveling across the country.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It is tough. I'm sure it'll find a happy medium somewhere.
I'm sure it will. So this is interesting because this is, of course, going to be decided more in the court of public opinion than actual court. Disney is not, you know, hard up for lawyers or anything like that.
No, they are. They have a very good legal team.
Yes, they do.
they just have he's just a good lawyer.
just a good lawyer. Just a good lawyer. Wow. Well done. Yeah. Okay.
No comment.
No comment.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. But, you know, it's nice having a good lawyer around when you need one.
It is.
And I think Disney has a good lawyer or two.
So, for no reason.
Yeah.
We saw Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nice. No reason.
No reason.
That's a good, that's a good news item.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that is out. It is breaking all kinds of records and things.
Yeah, so it is now officially the second largest opening movie ever
as of this recording. It could
weekend. Mm-hmm. It officially passed Infinity War.
Okay.
It's only behind Endgame.
Yep.
It's still a pandemic.
Yep.
So that's kind of crazy.
That's insane. So I was saying, like, it's impossible to know for sure, but hypothesizing would make sense to assume had it not been pandemic times, you would have your biggest opening ever.
Maybe. Endgame opened huge.
Yeah, but, like, so this is pretty crazy because there are theaters that are closed and there are, like, I know several people who would have been going opening weekend, except they're currently not seeing movies in theaters right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, I'm sure if I know a few people like that, there's a lot of people like that. So, like, for them to be as successful as it is, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, there's still a pandemic.
It's mind-boggling. So, spoiler free.
Let's do this, like, briefly, because I think, like you said, we're going to talk Marvel more when we talk main topic. This is nuts and
well,
insane.
This is the partridge on the pear tree to your year of Marvel. Okay. Yeah.
Ooh.
You got like six Shang-Chi's dancing. I don't know.
10 rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Spider-Man who has no way home.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to stop. and we lost our listeners. Damn it. Okay. It was awesome. We saw it opening night in theaters. It was a small town theater kind of thing. I don't know if it was 100% sold out, but
pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. They had two theaters of it.
It's a small town theater. They have two screens. Spider-Man was playing on both.
Yes. So, there are a few moments when I talk to other people about great, like, seeing movies in person, and this is going to be added to my list.
Oh,
so
100%.
One was, like, Force Awakens, seeing that opening night and hearing everyone cheer, you know, when Han first shows up. Or you mentioned Infinity War and Endgame, you know, Infinity War and, like, just everyone sitting there, like, dumbfound shock, like, gasping, like... It was, or the little boy crying at the end of it the second time we saw it. But you have, this one was full, like, people, like, shouting. And I mean, like, normally I'm like, it's a theater, shut up. But, like, it fit with everything. Like, it was the appropriate moments.
There's certain movies where cheering is acceptable.
Yeah, there was definitely, the audience was invested. There was cheering at certain moments. There was, like, shouting at certain moments. I'm being very vague here.
It is funny because they had cheering and then right after they'd be like, shh, I need to hear the next part. Like, they were into it.
You were just cheering.
Yeah.
It was you. I thought it was really funny. The credits... Like, the movie ends and the credits go, but it's a Marvel movie, and there were still people who, like, started to get up, and people were like, what are you doing?
Yeah, make fun of the people. Yeah.
There was a group of kids behind us that I said almost restored my faith in, like, the youth. Because the youths. What was it, like, six boys or something like that? What, like, age 14-ish?
Yeah.
And we saw them before. I saw a couple of them, and they were, you know, they had, like, Spider-Man t-shirt or, like, the gloves and stuff like that. But they were in varying levels of, like, full-out cosplay, like, DIY. The one boy got up, and we didn't notice until they were leaving, and he was in, like, a big Doc Ock outfit. Like, had poodle noodle arms. Yeah. And I was just like... Did my faith in, like, children just get restored? Like, and they were so into it. They were, like, arguing with each other, but...
They were not alive when the first Spider-Man movie came out.
No, they were not alive when any of the Tobey Maguire ones came out. We looked it up, what year each thing came out. Just for, like, when would these boys have had their introduction? It would have had to be the Andrew Garfield ones, right? Like, timing-wise.
Yeah. I mean, everybody loves Spider-Man.
Everybody loves Spider-Man. So that was really...
a very easy sell for a teenager to identify with any Spider-Man.
I think that's kind of, like, the whole premise of
that
it,
that is
right?
Why it works so well. That's why it's so popular.
And why Stan Lee created it in the first place. But, so it was really cool to have, like, such audience involvement in that. And I would say that is definitely a highlight for, like, any movie I've seen, let alone movies I've seen this year. What about you?
Yeah, no, I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
I was sitting there grinning like a dumb idiot the whole time.
You know, it was one of those things where you, like, you gasp, you shout, you laugh, you cry, you, like, are totally into it. And, yeah. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. And first of all, we're going to not talk spoilers in this. We are going to talk about Spider-Man just as, like, movies that came out.
It'll be the coup de grace at the end of this episode.
Exactly.
But
just so you know, if you have managed to stay away from spoilers still when this episode comes out and you haven't seen
the movie...
And
you're listening to a Disney podcast. That's very brave.
First of all, that's very brave. Yeah. You need to go see it because you are not going to be able to stay away from spoilers... Like, I don't know how.
Honestly, if you're listening to this on the internet and you've used the internet, I don't understand.
I would also like to point out, while I'm talking about, like, youth and the response that people have to Spider-Man, not only did my students have a countdown to, like, days till holiday break on my board, they had days till Spider-Man on my board.
Handily, they were the same.
They were the same. But they, like, apparently I mislabeled it because Spider-Man was more important. And I had more than one student skip the last day of classes, not just because it's the last day of classes, but to drive to go to a theater to go watch Spider-Man. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even mad. Like, it's a completely reasonable thing to do. So, yeah. I'm not telling you to skip. Get any kids who are listening, don't skip classes to go see Spider-Man.
I skipped school to go see episode one.
Did you? Oh, yeah, with your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
I don't know. Pop culture moments are important, too.
Pop culture moments are important. And as, like, a teacher hat here for a minute, I remember years ago a student asking me, can I be fully involved in understanding literature if I don't know, like, ancient Greek myths or, like, the Bible or things like that? And I said, like, not really. You know what's as important as that, though, now? Pop culture.
You need to know the Bible. You need to know your Greek myths. You need to know Shakespeare.
And you need to know Star Wars.
You need to know Star Wars.
Sorry.
You need to know comic books.
You do.
You don't have a full frame of reference of life without all of these pieces.
And as a teacher, I'm flat out saying...
They're all culture.
You know what? I teach... Well, okay. As Star Wars, mm-hmm. I teach A New Hope. Well, I did when I taught a grade 10 level. Same year, I teach Romeo and Juliet. Like, it's just... Pop culture is important. So, like, I'm not telling you to skip school and go do it. But...
You probably could. It's fine.
I really love how involved people are in this. And I think it's a testament to how popular everything is and how successful and well done.
Let me say this. I remember skipping school to go to the Phantom Menace.
Sorry.
I would not have remembered what I did in school that day.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just really cool to be, like, to see something that everyone is so involved in. I love that. And there aren't a lot of moments like that anymore.
Well, no. I mean, with streaming and stuff, you have some somewhat shared moments, but you don't have everyone sitting down and watching, like, the last episode of Seinfeld together anymore.
Exactly. Because what do you get? Super Bowl? Oscars?
Super Bowl. Even the Oscars is downturned now, so...
So it's really cool to see, like, that kind of... To see that kind of, like, response to something. And I'm glad that it... I haven't heard a whole lot of disappointment.
Oh, no. It's critically acclaimed, and it's even more audience acclaimed.
Which is by every how metric. Often do those things go together? So, yes, I
Marvel,
think...
Marvel, that's Marvel. When they, that's Marvel, when they, okay. That's when
fair,
they go together.
Fair. So I think it's safe to say we like this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Anything else news-wise?
Nothing good that I want to talk about.
Fair enough. Let's take a break before we get to our main topic for our friends on Magic of the Mouse Radio. It's holiday time. Okay, so we spent a lot of time talking Spider-Man in the news. We will talk about, again, briefly, like you said, it's the icing on the cake for 2021. So let's talk, like, the highs, the lows, and then let's end up with things we're looking forward to in 2022 through this lovely Disney lens of ours.
Disneylands. That's different than Disneyland.
That's true. It's true. I mean, it's hard because 2021, like, is base. It's not as bad as 2020, but there's definitely, like, it just keeps going. So
I will say that. I feel very fortunate that while 2021 wasn't the turnaround that we were all hoping for, mm-hmm. we at least have gotten to experience some theatrical stuff, and we got a bit of a return to normal with the Marvel release schedule.
I know, it's true.
Of everything. I mean, we've been saying it's the year of Marvel,
yeah,
and for a very good reason. We've gotten a lot of Marvel content. We've gotten content a lot of Marvel.
Okay, so let's talk Marvel in just a minute. So in my world, like, let's disappointments. I think Disney Plus Day was disappointing to me. And lack of Star Wars to this point. We are about to start Boba Fett here. And then, of course, we'll have Mandalorian down the road. So then we will have some more. But I was hoping for more Star Wars news, more things like that.
Marvel has kind of overtaken the space everything. Of everything. but yeah, Star Wars, because we had Mandalorian Season 2 to round out 2020.
Yes. And that was very awesome.
It was amazing. But yeah, we haven't had a whole lot of Star
Not
Wars
really.
This year.
Not really. Now, this will be coming out prior to Boba Fett starting.
Yes.
So
we have not seen Boba Fett.
No, but Boba Fett will...
Boba Fett looks really good,
though. Looks so good. And because it's starting right at the end of 2021, I'm ready to say 2022, that's one of the things I'm looking forward to. Good way to start 2022.
Oh, I am so, so excited yeah. for Boba Fett.
Speaking of, this could have been in the news, but there is a photo op downtown Disney if you want to have, like, the throne for
the,
Boba Fett.
The new throne.
The new one. Yes, that's true.
Because Jabba's throne was very large, not really fit for humanoids. So Bib Fortuna, which is the Twi'lek who worked with Jabba, who had taken over for him after his untimely demise on the barge. he got choked out.
Yeah, he did that.
And
you know what? It serves him right.
So he built a whole new throne and then got shot.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw that.
Yeah.
It was the end of... Yeah. Yeah. So now...
Now there's a new throne.
Yeah. Now there's a new throne. And
you can get your picture taken
exactly.
on it.
Yeah, I think it is the second coolest photo op that I've seen.
It's definitely the coolest.
It is the second coolest. What do you think I think was the first?
I feel like we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this, but yes, the WandaVision photo op was very cool. So,
okay,
our first release this year,
yes,
to kick off a somewhat feeling of normalcy,
mm-hmm.
was Disney Plus launching Marvel shows,
yeah.
TV shows yeah. that are actually connected.
It's amazing. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are they ever?
And WandaVision.
We
were gifted with WandaVision.
A cool start. It was such a good start. It was the one I was most looking forward to. And I know I said, okay, I'm going to not talk about this for like 20 minutes, I swear. But I was most looking forward to it, and I was also worried about it because I was so excited about it and it was coming out first, and I was like, am I going to end up being disappointed? Or is it going to be awesome and everything else is going to be a letdown? Neither of those things happened. I wasn't disappointed, and like, even though it is remaining my first most favorite thing, it's like, I haven't been disappointed by anything else. It hit everything it was supposed to. I loved, you know, my favorite thing was this year with all the Marvel stuff, being like obsessed with like, and finding the clues, you know, and like trying to figure things out.
Yes.
And WandaVision was the perfect, like, let's start doing that this year.
Yeah. And it was released on a weekly schedule, which gave all the huge nerds like us time between each episode to explain why we were going to see Mephisto in the next episode. And we never did.
No. But we could have at any point in time.
I'm pretty sure Mephisto is behind it all. I'm pretty sure still. But like, you had all these mysteries, and it was a weekly event.
It really was. And you had people again for the first time getting together and being like involved in this, it, like,
for the first time since Tiger King, you mean?
Basically, since Tiger King. It's true. It is actually true. I mean, Bridgerton had a lot of people watching. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were late to the party with Bridgerton, though. So, but this was, like, again, the first time when you had people being like, well, what do you think this means? And, like, you were talking about it. You had this dialogue.
It was a shared experience.
It was a shared experience. Also, one of my favorite musical releases of 2021, Agatha All Along.
True. Yes, it was nominated for a Grammy.
It was. You know what? I'm not even mad at it. It's on two of my Spotify playlists, okay?
It's a great tune.
It's a great tune.
Very catchy.
So this was like, I feel kind of sad that like one of my highlights of Disney in 2021 was in January.
Yeah, well.
It was just really good. I love the creative concept. I think, like, it's going to be integrated into so many things. You already see some overlap from other shows and such and future things going on. But, yeah, I'm just, I love, like, Scarlet Witch. So, I just love, well, I love that character, I guess, now. She's a Scarlet Witch. So, I was going to like it. I love old sitcoms. I, like, it was just really, really cool. And I'm just so happy with it. Okay. That was basically what we started off with as far as Disney goes in 2021. You liked WandaVision.
I did. I absolutely.
Was that a high for you or like a medium of the road for you?
No, it was definitely a high. It was nice to get some new Marvel content. We had an entire year where everything was pushed back. And,
sure was.
And all that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got WandaVision. And then shortly after, we were back in theaters for Black Widow.
Yeah, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this was a high and a low for me.
Right.
It was kind of middle of the road. I really liked it. I was happy to see it and everything. I was sad about the drama that happened surrounding it.
Yes, I mean, the lawsuits and all that.
And I was sad that it had gotten postponed so long to get to it, so it seemed
superfluous. Well, it was postponed from its original release date, but it was much delayed even before that.
Yeah.
There should have been a Black Widow solo movie.
Yep.
Years ago. 100%. Before we even knew what a coronavirus was.
It's true. It is 100% true.
But
and, yeah,
as a movie, it was solid. It coming out when it did was kind of problematic because we know what happens to Black Widow, and so all this character development was kind of too little too late almost.
Superfluous.
But it did introduce us to Florence Pugh.
Yelena.
And
she's awesome.
She is awesome and continues to be awesome.
Yep. She's there. She's again, a great part of the interweaving between the movies and the shows.
And, like, this is going to be the struggle for Marvel to hand off to a new generation in a seamless and, like, not trying too hard way. Like, it's very difficult because I mean, the Avengers was a trick and a half in and of itself, and then to like turn that over into whatever they're gonna do going into the future, that's super hard.
Yeah, it is interesting because you have your original cores and then you added in other groups, and I don't know why I'm doing hand gestures because no one could see me doing them except you.
I talk with my hands on the phone. I know.
But you had these other people coming in, and now you have, in addition to the core, some of whom are around still and some are not, and then you have others that were like kind of second group, and then I'm thinking, you know, Guardians and Doctor Strange, things like that. And now you have a third group coming in, which is like the next generation.
The next generation. So you like have Captain Picard and stuff.
Almost the exact same. Mm-hmm. So you have this interweaving.
Earl Grey hot.
And these... I'm just ignoring the Earl Grey hot. And you have this interweaving, and also like some threads are ending and others are continuing on. And it's this whole tapestry.
They're spinning a lot of plates
right now. They really are.
I honestly have no idea how they're doing it, but...
But I'm so impressed by how they're doing it.
There has been very, like, preciously few stumbles.
It's true. It is true.
I don't know.
Eternals. Oh, man.
Even Eternals was watchable, though.
I have that call.
I know.
It's true. It was very watchable. You know what? Let's just stay on the Marvel train.
Okay.
So we had Black Widow. We also had Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yep.
Kind of like, yeah. Basically, all year, one thing ended, another one began. So, Black Widow, Falcon, Winter Soldier kind of overlapped a little bit. Falcon, Winter Soldier, I was kind of...
I wasn't super excited for Falcon and Winter Soldier.
That seems fun. Mm. But, so, I was really excited for WandaVision. I was really excited for Loki.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I'm sure that'll be fun for Falcon, Winter Soldier, for Hawkeye, and for What If. I've not been disappointed in a single series. Let's just say that right off the bat. We haven't seen the last episode of Hawkeye. I might end up disappointed. I might quit. There might not be a Krista on the episode next year.
Hi, guys. It's just me.
Okay. So, Falcon Winter Soldier, I was kind of like, I really like this.
Mm.
You had some excellent action scenes, which was, I think, a strength of this. And it did a little bit more heavy lifting than I was assuming it was going to do.
Yes, it did a lot of heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. And Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan are the bromance to end all bromances.
It's 100% true.
I don't know. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, it's so...
Like, you know, you have your list of people you want to have a beer with. Those two are very high on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've loved the chemistry, but it was the focus was them in that one, but they were kind of secondary characters to others in the wider MCU as a whole. So you have, like, I love the chemistry between these different characters. You had in WandaVision, you had Kat Dennings and Randall Park. And I will watch a show with just the two of them, by the way.
That has been pitched. Just do X-Files style show.
I'm here for it. I'm okay. Sign me up. I'm good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No problem. But then, of course, we had Falcon Winter Soldier. And the dynamic between them in the films was great. And so I really enjoyed seeing them work together in this one.
Yeah, it was the perfect buddy cop movie. They didn't super get along. But
no.
But they did. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
They just want to fix that.
They did when it mattered. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, apparently someone went around Avengers Campus in Disneyland and was asking all the characters what they wanted for Christmas.
Really?
And Captain America, the new Captain America, said he just wants to fix his boat.
Really? That's amazing.
So whoever was in that costume that day was very good. Very good.
Applause for you, sir. I like that they didn't shy away from like some tough stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they addressed. I'm always interested in the way the snap affected and the coming back affected other people. That was freaking 5 years.
They need to, they have been, but they need to do more, just different reactions and the different impacts of that. And I think that is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah. So you had a little bit of immediate reaction in WandaVision, but you had actual, like, socioeconomic realities that existed because of this. I mean, it's all one thing to be like, great, they came back. Yay, happy ending. But also, yeah, not for everyone. That's not how society works. And I love the fact that they're actually looking at that. So you have, you know, there's some tough issues with that, and there's some tough racial issues also that they look at. And I'm... You know, hats off to Marvel and Disney Plus for doing
that. And it's important for pop culture to explore that sort of thing.
100%
right?
It is. 100% it is. You can't pretend it doesn't exist or you're being insincere.
Exactly.
Okay, so I was pleasantly surprised with this. It's not being at WandaVision in my list of wonderful things, but pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think? Same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. Really good.
Really good. Next we had, the next show was Loki. This is when you were most excited.
I was most excited about it. It did a lot of exposition.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. Didn't go quite down the road that I was expecting.
Right.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. I really like Tom Hiddleston as Loki.
I know.
And it looks like
gets to play, basically.
He's going to continue on, and I'm mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. It was solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't blow my mind or anything, but it was solid.
Were you disappointed in it at all or anything?
maybe only because my expectations were sky high.
Right.
But I can't be too sad about it. It was solid.
Speaking of Marvel, before we go any further, I just really wanted to, like, highlight all of the, Marvel, like, the shorts, the legends that,
yes.
As we've been going on and we watch these.
The smartest thing Disney ever did was come up with this legends thing, because the MCU is such a monstrosity now. I can't imagine trying to come into it as a newbie, because it does reward you for having stuck with it since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, then that excludes people who are trying to start.
And you definitely don't want that.
Well, you don't want that for money reasons, if anything.
Exactly.
But we're not about gatekeeping either. Mm-hmm. So I think the Legends is a good, quick catch-up. Like, you can go on YouTube and watch a catch-up video, too. But it's good to have, like, an official one.
So they, you know what they want you to pay attention to.
It's like a previously on.
Exactly. Oh, they did that on WandaVision.
They did, yes. They do that on Hawkeye, too.
It's true. But it was fun on WandaVision because it's the TV show. Okay, yes, okay. I'm not going to talk about WandaVision the whole time. I mean, we've stuck with it the whole time, but even then, it was
multiple watch-throughs.
Yes, very true. But even then, it's cool to watch them because then you get to see through their lens.
You know what they're highlighting.
Exactly. For example, we had Sharon Carter show up, of course, in Falcon and Winter Soldier, and there were, like, minor things that... or moments that she was in that I was like, oh yeah, she was in that section there. So because she wasn't the focus, it's easy, even with someone who stuck with it the whole time.
You forget
multiple
things,
watchers. Yeah, because your focus wasn't on that. So it also works, like, don't feel like you can't watch just because, like, just because you've watched them already.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to shout out that. Also, do you want to talk not Marvel at the same time?
Yes,
like,
let's
chronologically?
Do it.
Because Raya and the Last Dragon came out about this time.
Mm-hmm.
It was in theaters, and then, of course, Disney Plus, and we watched it. And this was a nice animated edition. What did you think of this one?
I liked it. It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cool.
It was solid. The animation was really,
the animation
really
was
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
I thought it was a nice prequel to Shang-Chi.
It did tie in nicely, didn't it?
It really did. I don't know. There's,
in so many ways.
There's dragons and Awkwafina and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, everything else is fine. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with Marvel.
That's 100% fair. It was the year of Marvel. So, you know, let's talk about Raya and the Last Dragon as a prequel to...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. I don't know.
Animated prequel, it's fine. Hey, you know what? Marvel did animated versions of their shows, so why not?
Yes.
we'll talk about...
Yes, I was trying not to jump ahead. Okay.
Yeah. Other show I want to mention that came out about this time was Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
Yes, okay. This
was, like, a shockingly good show.
What did we say? It was better than it had any right to be.
I was like, oh, let's watch the Mighty Ducks show.
And then I was like, wait, do we like this? Is this actually good?
It was actually really good. I'm really upset because Emilio Estevez is not going to be in season two.
Which is disappointing. I was looking forward to season two.
And there was a whole bunch of controversy about that. Apparently it was about vaccinations, but then it wasn't. And yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's like start out watching season two. We probably won't stick with it. I think Emilio was a selling feature in this one.
I mean, there's a lot of a nostalgia there, but it was well put together. Yeah.
So even if you don't have the nostalgia, this is way better than it has any right to be.
Like, we're in Canada, and, like, minor hockey is this big monstrous beast.
So both of my brothers play minor hockey and things like that, so I get you schedule your life around practices and, you know, game times and tournament driving. Yeah,
in Canada, you don't even have to be part of the Mighty Ducks big thing. Every community has that.
Yep, 100%.
So, it is.
And as someone who had two brothers, it was, okay, you drive this brother over here and you drive this brother over here. It wasn't even a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so Mighty Ducks and Falcon and Winter Soldier kind of overlap. We'd ran The Last Dragon. Other shows that came out at the same time. We never watched The Big Shot, but I heard good things about it. Bad Batch, we are really excited to watch.
We're so behind on Star Wars animation. I'm sorry. I know.
But the other one I wanted to mention was
The Clone Wars are so good, though.
I know. So good. We're almost done Clone Wars.
Almost.
Okay, but we're paused because right now, like I said, it's holiday time. We're watching Christmas stuff. But the other one I wanted to mention was Cruella. Came out shortly after this. So, live action. This one I was excited for. I liked it.
I liked, like, a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, me too. It was just fun.
Emma Stone is fantastic.
And she leaned into it hard. And that is what you have to do playing a character like Cruella de Vil.
She watched Glenn Close chew the scenery. And she's like, hold my beer. No, wait. Hold my martini.
Yeah. Hold my martini and my very long cigarette.
No cigarettes allowed.
No, she just had a walking cane. But Glenn Close did.
Yes.
Glenn Close had one. Yes. So much fun. I'm trying to decide if this one takes the cake for me for live action.
I think it's still Jungle Book, but
biggest contender there's been.
Yeah. No, okay. It was really good. And I, like, maybe it was just expectations. Like, do a prequel to 101 Dalmatians about the lady who wants to skin puppies. Like, I don't want to see that. No, it was good.
No, they made it work. It was a lot of fun. Great soundtrack, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
And, of course, the fashion was great. And it was just, they did it well.
The cinematography was fantastic. Oh, yeah.
It was just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Cruella was great. And that was the first one that we actually bought on Premiere Disney+.
We hummed and hawed about Rey and the Last Dragon.
The timing didn't work. But
exactly. And then by the time it did, it was like, oh, it's almost going to be free. Yeah. So Cruella, we made a point we were going to. After that is when Loki showed up. We talked about that a little bit. Did you have anything else to add about Loki?
I like Loki.
Yeah.
Not as much as Loki likes Loki, but that's another story.
Well, Loki really likes Loki.
Really likes Loki. Yeah, well.
It was a lot of fun. Hey, speaking of great chemistry, Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston have great chemistry.
Wow. that's my best Owen Wilson, sorry.
It was good. then we had Luca.
Oh, Luca. Okay, like, in the pantheon of Disney animated movies, maybe not in the upper echelon, but I really liked it.
I feel like I keep saying it was a lot of fun. Maybe that's what 2021 needed. I didn't have, like, the Disney movies were not necessarily a lot of, like, oh man, this is, like, affect. There was some Marvel that did, but this is affecting me in person. Like, but it was fun. It was like escapism. I liked Luca a lot. Is going to be one I'm definitely going to rewatch this summer.
I mean, it's got the Italy vibe and it's got the ocean vibe.
So good.
Perfect. So good. Yeah.
The other show that came out shortly after that was Monsters at Work.
Oh, we did watch this as well.
Again, another one that we're like, oh, let's like watch an episode and see. So much fun because you're not like, you don't dislike Monsters, Inc., but you don't like it as much as I do.
Yeah. Monsters, Inc. is probably one of my, I would put on the list of overrated Pixar movies.
I disagree, but okay.
Which
people get angry about, but whatever.
I am one of those people.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's not Wally. But I don't know. Monsters, Inc. is fine. But I wasn't like, oh, I need to revisit this world so bad. Let's have a whole series about it. But you know what? The series worked, and it was, the concept was great.
Yeah, you said.
And we had the main actors come back.
Yes.
So that was really cool.
You said that the show actually makes you want to watch the more likely to want to watch the movie again.
Yeah,
which is nice.
I actually liked revisiting the world more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the concept of Monsters, Inc. is really good. I thought, like, maybe the movie itself hit me at the wrong time or something. It just didn't really speak to me.
Didn't resonate.
But the concept is fantastic.
Right. So good. So good. And so you got to play with that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a recommend. I'm going to recommend that if you're looking for, hey, I want to watch something Disney-ish, but I don't really know what I want to watch. That's a good one.
Yeah. And it's not a big time investment.
And that's why. Because, like, you're going into Clone Wars or something. You're sticking through Clone Wars and Rebels and Bad Batch. It's a whole thing. But Monsters, Inc., there's not that many episodes. Tear through that really quickly.
Quick episodes.
Yeah, exactly. We also had Jungle Cruise come out. We have not seen Jungle Cruise yet, and I'm very upset about it.
Yeah. Both Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson are going to kick your butt for that one.
Probably.
They definitely could.
They totally could. Part of the reason we haven't watched it is we were too busy watching What If.
What If. What If podcast.
What If podcast. Shout out to our What If podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Another one, way better than I thought it was going to be. I got way more invested than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was just going to be like light escapism. Like, I don't know, what if this happened? But it's like, it's a thing. And oh my God. And I want to say stuff so badly.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Listen to our episode.
Spoiler alert. Not really, but you're going to want to watch What If, if you want to keep up with the MCU. So
you're going to want to watch all the shows. You're just going to want to watch all the shows.
Like, I thought, okay, this is going to be just a tangent off of the MCU. Kind of not, but also, not so much. Yeah.
And there's season 2 coming out in 2022. Speaking of things we're looking forward to next year.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm very excited for
What
this.
What If season 2. Mm-hmm. Yep, this one I'm excited about. Loki also has a second season coming. Speaking of second seasons coming, we don't know when, though.
They have not announced
So it doesn't. It's not going to be 2022.
Probably.
But we do have another season.
It might be that Christmas
release. That's true.
Release.
Could take the place of, like, Hawkeye, I assume.
Because, maybe I'm thinking Boba Fett.
Mm.
Take the place of Boba Fett. Mandalorian's probably going to be a spring, summer-ish type of time.
Yeah. And to this point, we've had a Star Wars about each time in that place. So swap with Marvel. Okay. A lot of fun. Love some of the characters. Really looking forward to season 2 of What If. And you want to watch this. Free Guy is also up on Disney Plus now. That came out this summer.
I mean, it was on Disney Plus in international markets.
Mm.
It was not in the U.S. for a long time. Mm-hmm. I think it's just coming out shortly or this week.
That's exciting. Okay.
But we have not.
Now.
We haven't seen it.
But everything I've heard is awesome.
Yeah, it's supposed to be just fantastic.
So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm not going to go through. We're not going through everything. We're just the mentionables.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of mentionables, and you want to watch something really short and really happy and really wonderful, watch Doug Days.
Squirrel!
And good luck being in a bad mood watching Doug Days.
Doug is amazing.
My heart. I'm like, it just, yeah, they're really short and they're just wonderful. So watch Doug Days unless you're a robot and don't care about anything because
it's true.
You must be dead inside.
Even I had the sniffles.
Yeah. But not bad sniffles. Just like wonderful. It's Doug and And the whole premise of that is they're very, very short clips of Doug in his new life with Carl.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. That is when Shang-Chi came out. Do you want to talk about Shang-Chi by chance, Brandon?
Man, I thought Shang-Chi was going to be my favorite movie this year.
That's funny.
You know what? You know what's awesome?
Yeah.
Shang-Chi was my second favorite movie this year.
It was so good. It was so good.
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about, like, some ranking stuff here, but I'm going to wait until we talk about all the stuff that came out.
Okay.
Okay, but Shang-Chi, for a long time, was your favorite movie this year, for several months. And then something happened.
Yeah, something happened.
Something happened.
Why? Why? What happened?
Spider-Man. Mm. I think it was Spider-Man. Mm. Yeah. But, okay. Shang-Chi, again, I thought going into Shang-Chi, I was kind of like expecting Black Widow. You know, oh, I'm going to like this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be some cool action. And that blew my mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I had zero expectations going into Shang-Chi, which probably helped it, to be fair.
Yeah.
But no, it was just a really good movie.
Super good. Yeah. Everything, it was clever writing, fun acting, lots of action, little bit of heart, cool, like, cinematography. Well, just so everything was awesome.
This speaks to me maybe a little bit more than you, but I grew up watching Jackie Chan movies, mm-hmm. and it evoked that hardcore. Yeah.
Plus, I love that we have a Canadian, like...
Yes.
Yay!
Simu Liu is amazing.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Everything I see, social media, talk shows, everything.
Cool follow on Twitter, I think.
Yes, he is hilarious, mm-hmm. and awesome and wholesome and just wonderful.
He's just so happy to be there.
Please no future scandals, because...
Because right now, I like him so much.
Yes.
And my heart's been broken.
Yeah. Well, okay. No, he's awesome.
But no, he's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to do this... Well, he didn't even want it for himself. He just wanted there to be this character.
He literally tweeted about this in, like, 2014 or something.
He's like, hey, guys, Shang-Chi, come on.
And
they're like, okay.
What do you know?
What did you say? Fine, I'll do it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so good. If you haven't heard our, look at the first part of Phase 4, we talk about Shang-Chi a fair bit in that. So you definitely want to check that out.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and Black Widow and Eternals.
Mostly Shang-Chi.
Mostly Shang-Chi, because highlight of the three. Yes, so good.
Chef's kiss.
Absolutely. But now we can't really talk MCU without talking about the shows, is part of the thing, because it's all interwoven.
It's all connected.
So make sure you're also paying attention to all those things.
They used to say that. They didn't really mean it, but now they do.
They really mean it. They mean it so much. A couple short things came out around Halloween time I wanted to mention, because they were awesome and fun and, well, Halloween festive. There was the Lego Terrifying Tales.
Okay. I have to pause you there. The Lego Star Wars Halloween special did more for the Knights of Ren than three feature-length movies. And it was a Lost Boys parody. Come on!
Okay, so that says two things. First of all, sad. Sad trombone.
Yeah.
But also, yay, Lego!
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. You can watch it now. It doesn't have to be Halloween. It's fine.
No, it was just fun for that time. Also, Muppets Haunted Mansion came out, and that was a whole lot of fun.
It was fun. It's cheesy, and it has a lot of the problems of modern Muppets do, but if you're a Disney fan,
mm-hmm.
and a Muppets fan,
yep.
it works very well.
There are some cameos that you want to watch out for in that one. My personal favorite is the lady who comes and polishes Madame Pigota's crystal ball.
Yeah.
It's the original Madame Leota's granddaughter or daughter, who it does Madame Leota for the holiday overlay. So it's actually...
Nerd! That's a Simpsons reference.
Nice. Also Disney. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that was very exciting. We had a whole lot of like Halloween things, and then we had Eternals.
Yep. Hey, we got the first appearance of Blade in Eternals.
Oh, that's very true.
It's confirmed now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not appearance.
Appearance is the strong word.
Audio appearance. It is confirmed that the voice at the end with Jon Snow. I mean, what's his face?
It's Jon Snow.
Yeah. Blade's talking.
Yeah, so that's exciting. And I don't know, like, it's a jumping off point, I feel.
Yeah. It was doing a little bit too much work to introduce a whole bunch of characters and also stay connected to the MCU as a whole. And also introduce new characters. Like, yeah, it was doing a lot.
Yeah.
Also, it was... Harry Styles is Thanos' brother, so...
So that's a thing. It was watchable. It was fine. It was entertaining.
I actually quite enjoyed it. But it is the
it is the weakest Marvel movie to come out this year.
Oh, fair. Okay, fair. I mean, there are four Marvel movies that came out this year. Do you think it is the weakest Marvel content to come out this year, thinking about the shows?
Yes, absolutely.
I'd agree. I agree. So I think we have to specify that now, because there's Marvel movie and,
No, by a fair margin.
I agree.
But I still liked it.
Yeah, it was still watchable. So I said...
I give it a C+.
I would like it... Like, if I just went to go watch it, I wouldn't be looking at it through the same lens as... I expect a lot from my Marvel movies. Yeah. And it didn't live up to that, but that didn't mean it was, like, a bad movie. It just meant it was a bad Marvel movie, which is a different distinction.
Sadly, it would be in my, like, top two or three DC movies.
It's true. It is actually 100% true.
I want DC movies to be good. Yeah. So it's not like I'm a Marvel fanboy who... cheering for DC to fail. No, I want DC to be good.
I don't want DC to fail. I want everything to be good. It's not. I like Marvel.
They just seem to be late to the party, and I don't know.
Maybe they'll figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, the Flash movie's coming out, and it sounds like they're just going to copy the Spider-Man concept. Not that we're talking about what the Spider-Man concept is.
No, we're not.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay, well, after Eternals came out... Going back to Disney Plus, we had a short that I want to recommend. Ciao Alberto.
Follow up to Luca.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah.
It was like, what, 10 minutes long?
Yeah, it was probably more tear jerker than Luca was itself.
I laughed out loud and like cried.
Yeah.
Definitely. I know. That's not like saying much, but...
It wasn't. No, but...
but it was really nice. It was really sweet.
Yeah, it was...
If you watch Luca, you should watch Ciao Alberto.
Yeah.
And Olaf Presents.
Now this is just funny.
This is awesome. In Frozen 2, Olaf gives a summary of Frozen 1 by acting it out, and it was hilarious. And all over the internet, everyone says, all we want is Olaf reenacting or summarizing... different movies, and he does. He summarizes Tangled and Moana and Little Mermaid and Aladdin and The Lion King, and it's amazing. Again, the whole thing takes like 14 minutes. Each one's just a couple minutes. It's totally fine.
Yeah, so they have 5 episodes, and then the 6th episode is all of them put together.
Exactly.
Watch that one.
Yeah, because that includes him summarizing Frozen. So, also, since it's the year of Marvel, we said before, and we will say again, this opens the door.
We want Luis Presents.
Yeah.
From Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Just instead of Legends. Well, you can have it instead of Legends. Or
do both.
As
it's
addition
fine.
To Legends. Yeah. Just have Luis just recap Infinity War.
Yeah. He doesn't need to do every movie.
Do every movie. I would watch 2 hours of him recapping all 27 MCU
and then
movies.
Tony Stark was like...
But his parents were dead. He could do the same thing. It would be hilarious.
That would be really funny. Disney, please.
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 That idea is free. I mean, lots of people have had that idea, but...
But we're giving it to you as well for free. Other people might charge you for it. We're giving it to you for free.
Yeah.
After that, we have Encanto. We have not watched this yet.
No, but Lin-Manuel Miranda...
We love.
Is a fantastic...
Yeah, he is one of our most talented living geniuses. Please, please don't be like enthralled in scandal and
bad things. I think he's wholesome. I don't know.
I think he might be a little. I haven't heard this, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was a little arrogant, just because really, really talented people.
If I was him, I would be also arrogant.
No, I would be extremely arrogant if I was him. I'm saying he might be slightly like just that whole like when you're a genius and you're like, why are you not keeping up with me?
Right.
I think that would be him.
I could see that.
But everything I hear says he's really nice.
He seems really nice.
I know. It's kind of annoying.
Mm.
There's got to be something.
Maybe it's like a label on his shoe.
Nice How I Met Your Mother reference.
Coupling, actually.
Coupling? Yeah. That's How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, like long. Well, that's old school.
Oh, okay. Coupling, nicely done. Yes.
British. Yeah.
Yeah, very well done. But yeah, maybe he has a label on his shoe. That would make me feel better about myself. But he is on my list for people who you'd want to go sit and have a drink with. I'd probably be way too intimidated, but I definitely want to watch this. You know, it's had good reviews. Again, nothing like...
I'd need 3 drinks first, and then the drink with him.
Oh, so you were, like, not super
just
nervous.
Just loosen up.
If I had 3 drinks and then a drink with him, you'd have to, like, peel me off the floor, so I could not do that.
That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah. I've heard good things about Encanto.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's just, like, a lot of fun. It's very colorful, and the style is very nicely done, and, of course, well-written. Shocking. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't heard, like...
No.
Okay, like, when Frozen came out, everyone was, like... It was insane, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not hearing that kind of thing about it, but...
Solid.
It's solid. Solid B+. Yeah, I've heard solid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, looking forward to that one. Then we had Hawkeye.
We still have Hawkeye. Oh, wait, no, it's done now.
Yeah, but...
In the future.
Yes, in the future. Right.
We must go back to the future. No, wait, that's...
No, that's totally
that's
different.
Different. That's different, yeah.
The Beatles Get Back is also out at
same I've heard time. Really good things about
I
that.
I have as well. We haven't watched this one yet. We said it's going to be in after the holidays kind of thing. But everything I hear is really good, so I wanted to mention
it. I'm not huge on the Beatles, but I've heard really good things about it, so I don't know. I
like their music.
And rounding out the year, we have, I know there's a movie we're going to talk about. We're going to end with that one.
Mm.
Because even though the last thing that comes out is Book of Boba Fett, that is coming out in the future even of this podcast, so just really excited for that, really looking forward to that. Okay, Brandon, we're ending our year of Marvel with probably the biggest Marvel movie. Well, definitely this year.
Oh, in a couple years, actually.
I'm going
because...
to... Well, yeah. Why? What happened?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to guess this might be... I don't even know. If something comes along in Phase 4 that beats out Spider-Man, like, you might have to carry me out of the theater.
So, along those lines, before we get to actually talking about Spider-Man, director of Spider-Man... All three of them.
Yeah.
John Watts.
Yeah.
He did a pretty good job, right?
Yeah.
Guess who's directing Fantastic Four?
Are you so happy?
Yes!
Is that confirmed now?
Oh, well, he was announced as that before. And that this was like before this movie came out. And they're like, okay, well, he did okay with Spider-Man, I guess. No, now everybody's excited.
Yeah, I bet. I bet they are. That's really exciting. I'm happy for you.
He clearly understands pop culture,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
First of all.
Yes.
And comic books,
mm-hmm.
Second of all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, part and parcel.
You
but,
think? Yeah, okay.
But it could work. It could really work. Please work.
I'm happy for you. I know how excited you are for this. I'm not like... disappointed. I'm gonna be excited to go, but I know it's like really it's a thing for you, and that's wonderful. That's fantastic. Is how relieved are you?
Well, we'll see.
But how relieved are you with how this came?
I am very optimistic.
Yes,
which is not my default setting.
That is 100% true.
Because
if you
expect disappointment, you'll never be disappointed.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Please go watch Spider-Man.
But something's different now.
Hmm.
And it's the director.
Yeah.
That's what's different. Yeah. Go watch Spider-Man. Oh my God. Okay. Okay. We're not going to spoil anything.
Nope. No spoilers.
Highlight of 2021 Disney? Is it Spider-Man?
Oh. Probably since Infinity War, to be honest with you.
Do you like Spider-Man better than Endgame?
I do.
Okay. I asked you this, and you said you refused to answer.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm going to ask you now.
I want to be organic.
And now it's recording, so you have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Top 5 Marvel content items of all time. Is Spider-Man in your top 5?
Oh, 100%.
Spider-Man in your top 3?
Yep.
I got to hear this. Okay.
I mean, it's fighting hard. Like, top three is pretty hard.
Yeah,
because,
Because
you got like Guardians in there.
Yep.
And you got all the Avengers movies in there.
Yeah, but you can't lump them together.
No, I know.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, so that's.
Oh, you're fighting for what gets to the top three.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a pretty good fight right there. And, I mean, you gotta have a soft spot in your heart for Iron Man.
Nothing would have existed if it wasn't for Iron Man.
Right? So, top three is tough. Top three is hard.
Yeah.
It's right there.
It's in the fight for top three.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely in top five. You're trying to tell me you've got all the shows. You've got Iron Man. You've got the first Avengers. Civil War. Infinity War. Guardians. Shang-Chi. Spider-Man. Spider-Man is beating out enough of those to make it top five.
Oh, 100%.
And it might be beating out enough to make top three.
It's really close on top three. I would have to sit down and, like, really...
Yeah, like, take your list and actually...
Really fight for it, but, yeah, it's top five.
You know what we're going to do on an episode? We're going to rank them.
Again?
No, because we've only done, like, the phases.
Right.
We're going to do, like, a full countdown, including all Marvel
properties. So that's, Marvel, like, 40 properties. Things now.
That's what I'm saying. I think we should do it before the end of phase four.
Are we including the Sonyverse now?
Oh.
Hmm. Interesting.
Anything related, okay? We'll have to go through things.
Why, it was related.
Please go watch Spider-Man.
Nah.
The villains are in the trailer. We all know Doc Ock is in it. It's fine.
That's true, yes. No spoilers.
No
spoilers. It's in the trailer.
And Green Goblin. And we
Lizard.
Saw, and Sandman.
Yeah.
So we saw this. It's fine. And Electro. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they know Sony property. It's fine.
I need to go over He Got a Makeover, because...
Right?
Damn.
Yeah. Dude looks much better.
Yeah.
He's made quite a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I almost said something. Okay. Please go watch Spider-Man. Okay. Okay.
Now you know how Tom Holland felt on the press tour. Poor guy.
That's
can
why
you,
they
can
keep,
you imagine?
That's why whenever they did Avengers movies, they kept putting Benedict Cumberbatch with them. My favorite is you could see YouTube videos where it's just the two of them and they're like covering asking questions. And sometimes a question will be asked and Tom Holland will start talking and Benedict will be like, I'll answer that one.
What's amazing is that he must have learned because they didn't do that for this one.
Oh. Hmm.
Or they just had Zendaya like be like, nope.
Nope. Bad Tom Holland. okay, so highs, lows, 2021. What was disappointing? The fact that it was 2021 still?
Yeah, I mean, we did get to see some movies in the theaters.
That was really nice. Our first movie back in theaters was a Marvel movie. We went to Black Widow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, highs is a Spider-Man. Marvel in general, Spider-Man, highest of the high.
Absolutely Spider-Man.
Followed very closely by Shang-Chi.
Yes.
For me, even though Spider-Man definitely beats out Shang-Chi, that was still a high because I was so surprised by it.
Yes. It degree of difficulty, Shang-Chi probably wins.
Really?
Well, just because it was an unknown character.
I feel like Spider-Man had a lot to live up to.
It did.
It had a lot of expectations to live up to, and sometimes that's harder.
It did a lot. Not saying any more than
nope,
that.
But it did a lot.
Yeah, it did a lot.
Those were a lot of villains to contend with that we all saw in the trailer.
Right. Many villains.
Many villains.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And also, for me, of course, a high, very high. So I love it because my two highs in terms of Disney were actually both Marvel properties, which I know is a given for you, but not necessarily for me. And one is WandaVision, which was mostly January. And one was Spider-Man, which was December. So I had bookended the year with fantastic Marvel content.
I'm okay with that. WandaVision was amazing.
I'm still obsessed with it.
It was really
good. I've watched
the
entire series twice. I will probably watch it again.
I'm down.
You're down? That's cool.
You can sit down and watch that.
So we do know Wanda, like, this was out when WandaVision first came out. Wanda is showing up in Doctor Strange. We've known that forever.
Yeah.
I feel like before the second Doctor Strange comes out, that would be an excellent time to rewatch WandaVision.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if we got a trailer for that at some point, hey?
Man, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see a trailer for that. For 2022.
You should watch Spider-Man.
Watch Spider-Man! Okay. Watch Spider-Man.
So, all in all, world problems aside, I think it was a pretty good year for Disney.
It was a good year for Disney. It was a really good year for Marvel. Because it was the year of Marvel.
It was the year
of
Marvel.
I have a question. Looking at 2022, there's a lot of Marvel content coming out.
Yes!
Can we have Year of Marvel Part 2?
Marvel Dos.
Son of Marvel 1. Okay, 2022, we have some great films coming out. We do have a lot of Marvel content. I mentioned Doctor Strange. I know it's been postponed a little bit now, but we are getting that in the first half of the year.
Yes, everything Marvel got pushed back a little bit.
So let's just do a very quick flash. This is some of the stuff coming out in 2022.
Okay.
And then I want to hear what you are and are not most excited about, okay? Turning Red, the Red Panda one, I'm very excited about. I'm not necessarily thinking it's going to be an amazing movie or anything. Love that it takes place in Canada, but it features a Red Panda.
Yeah, so. this is Pixar's attempt at what if Canadians had feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Because
all their movies are about what if blank had feelings.
What if feelings had feelings?
What if feelings had feelings? What if toys had feelings? What if cars had feelings, et cetera, et cetera. This is
What if Canadians had feelings?
I don't know.
Apparently we turn into animals that don't live in Canada.
Yeah.
But cool. Good to know.
Seems legit.
We have, again, excited, spring 2022, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. I'm so excited for. Please don't disappoint me. And that's about the time we have Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness comes out. Yep.
Hope it's good.
Please be good. Lightyear. I still don't know what to think about this.
I am very confused by this. Yes, I don't know. Not confused by the concept. I'm just confused if it's going to be...
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Good. Yeah, I don't know if I'm excited about it or apprehensive about it, and I think both. Thor, Love and Thunder?
Yeah, no,
I'm excited about that.
I'm very excited for that.
Baymax show.
Extremely excited for that. I hope it's much longer than Doug Days. Like, I want more.
Me too.
Doug Days was amazing, but it very, very short.
I was so... When we realized we were on the last episode, I was like, wait, do we want to watch this? Like... I'll be out of Doug Days then. Like, come on. Okay. Yeah,
I could have used 3 more hours of Doug Days.
Now, some of this might get postponed further, anything like that.
Of course.
Right now, this is just our current list about 2022, and some of it is question mark.
Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel is next on my list.
Already been postponed a couple times, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's next on my list, but that's why I brought it up, is because we know
who it's knows. Been postponed. I mean, it can't be postponed too long because it's supposed to tie into the Marvels. Well,
so this is the big problem, is that you postpone one thing, you have to postpone everything. And I think, was it Doctor Strange that got postponed first that shoved everything back?
Yes.
So, you know, you can't do that too much.
Because they had to do some reshoots that just wrapped up this week.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was a good news item.
It is. Yeah, so rewind, pretend we're still in the news.
Yeah.
Yes, reshoots for Doctor Strange just wrapped up.
Good news item.
The rumor is there might be some more cameos or something.
Ooh, that's exciting.
That's maybe what they were shooting.
You know what? March will be here before you know.
Cameos are good.
Cameos are good.
Watch
Spider-Man.
Go watch Spider-Man and Hawkeye. Yeah.
Okay. After Ms. Marvel, we apparently have Star Wars Andor, even though we've heard nothing about this.
Yeah. Star Wars, please... Please.
I was so excited for Andor. Please.
We've had some good animated stuff come out.
You know what? I'm sure Boba Fett's going to be amazing.
And Boba Fett, but, like, poor baby Yoda can't carry an entire universe on his back. It's very small back.
He's very small. I mean, he's doing pretty well.
He's doing a pretty good job.
He's doing pretty well. But he's only one little creature.
Little green guy. He's going to need a lot of soup.
He's going to... And frog thingies.
And frog eggs. Ooh. And frogs. Mm. And blue cookies.
Blue cookies. Yeah, macarons. So after Andor, apparently, we have Disenchanted. I'm excited about that. Mm. By now, we're getting to the falls because we have Hocus Pocus 2 coming out.
Mm.
Pinocchio. Wakanda Forever.
Ooh.
Is that still slated for 2022? Or is that getting pushed to 2023? I know it was one of the ones that got pushed. So.
I am very curious to see what they're doing this. Apparently Michael B. Jordan might be coming back.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's another one that has some controversy around it.
A little bit. So. A little bit. Only a little bit.
Yeah, only a little bit. So that may or may not be pushed into 2023. Right now, it's still on my magical little list here for 2022.
Yeah, production was hit by a COVID outbreak, which was is a problem. But I think they can still make it work.
Fingers crossed. We also, the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. I'm so excited for that one.
I am very excited for that.
We have Cars on the Road, which is fine.
I am not excited for that. But I'll watch it. The Cars 3 was actually like, surprisingly good.
That is true.
So,
and now these are listed, but they're listed at the end of 2022, which makes me think they're going into 2023.
See?
And they're not given specific dates. Here we go. Moon Knight, She-Hulk, Secret Invasion, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, okay. You can get rid of Andor. Give me Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
Oh, no, I want Andor.
I know you do, but I want...
I want Obi-Wan Kenobi as well.
I want Obi-Wan.
Also on the that giant... Okay, so sorry. But we don't have dates for those.
No, we don't, but...
they're listed on my 2022.
We did have a pretty good show of Moon Knight on Disney Plus Day.
True.
That one, I would guess, is going to be 2022. So you're a little bit more optimistic,
yeah.
She-Hulk...
Maybe.
Probably. Maybe. And Secret Invasion, I would guess, would be 2023, almost assuredly.
Almost assuredly. So these other ones, all of these are, like, they were kind of chronological, and then all of these are listed, like, in a lump at the back, which makes me think they're going to be 2023.
Yeah.
After Obi-Wan Kenobi, there's the Peter Pan and Wendy, Willow, and the Zootopia Plus.
Okay.
So even though it says they're expected 2022, since they're lumped at the bottom of the list with no dates, I'm thinking if maybe early 2023.
Yeah, I don't know. They were clearly well on their way with the Willow series on Disney Plus Day again.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to this. You've never seen Willow, have
you? Yes, I have.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Willow was, like, a big part of my childhood, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't as important to me. I know you were a big fan of, like, The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and everything.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Willow, like, when I was growing up, Willow was as close to a Hobbit slash Lord of the Rings movie that I got.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I really liked it.
You were much more entrenched in the world of sci-fi and fantasy, and which, of course, Willow is a part of the fantasy world. So that makes sense. But I did definitely watch it a couple times, yeah.
So, yeah, the nostalgia vibes on the Willow series are going to be very strong.
That actually was the highlight of Disney Plus Day for me, was the Willow
clip. It was
clip.
Very, very good. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hilarious. That's how you do a promo video.
Yeah.
Disney, like.
Yeah, Pixar. But Willow was good.
Yeah. Star Wars Galactic Cruiser.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay, well.
Oh, so that's coming 2022.
Maybe. Well, no, it is.
No, it's coming 2022.
It might not be coming 2023, though.
Ooh, a new version of it might be coming 2023.
Yeah. Okay, well, this episode has gone on a very long time.
Agreed. What are you most looking forward to from that giant list? Let's wrap up here.
Doctor Strange.
Me too.
I need to know what's going
on. I know!
And Wanda.
Okay, definitely Doctor Strange for me. Okay, that's exciting. Yay! Bye, 2021.
Yeah.
Go watch Spider-Man.
Now let's go. Let's move on into 2020 also.
2022. Okay. So, like you said, this has been a very long episode, but there's a lot to talk about in 2021. And looking forward to 2022. Please go watch Spider-Man.
Do it. Do it now.
And that is our show for this week. Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show, and you can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can also find a link to our social media accounts. You can also email us there. And you can find us on Instagram at disneya.podcast, Facebook at disneya, Twitter at disneyapodcast. And you can find disneya episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. Especially, especially on Apple Podcasts. You know, that would be a great New Year's resolution.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Resolve to give a 5-star review to Disney A.
That's a fantastic
on Apple Podcasts.
That's much easier than working out.
It's true. Yeah. Cheaper than gym membership.
Yeah.
Because it's free.
Yeah.
If you know someone who might like listening to us, please recommend Disney A as well. And you can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic the Mouse Radio Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And Magic the Mouse Radio can be found on most radio station apps. So next week, we are kicking off our first episode of 2022 with a look at another land in Disneyland. So in a previous episode, way back in 2021, we'd had a specific look at the newest park in Disneyland. So we are going to be looking at one of the oldest next week.
Probably the oldest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a few of them came out at the same time.
It's the first one that anyone entered.
That's true.
So it's
true.
The oldest.
Yeah. So we're trying to give you a little bit of time to get caught up on Marvel content.
Go watch Spider-Man.
Hey, Brad, do you think they should watch Spider-Man?
Yeah.
So, we're going to be talking about Main Street USA next week. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
And I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney AM. Okay, we're doing a test. Can you say something?
I can say many things. I can say raindrops and tacos and also spatula.